Welcome to the May episode of our IASB Updates podcast, where we bring you the latest news from our recent IASB meeting. I am Neely Shaw, Executive Technical Director of the IASB, and joining me today are Linda Mizon-Hutter, Vice Chair of the IASB, and Florian Estrer, we normally call you Flo, one of our IASB members. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you, thanks, Neely. It's nice to be back.
So in May, we discussed 8 projects. It was an intense 4-day meeting. In this episode, we'll focus on 3 of those projects: equity method, intangible assets, and statement of cash flows and related matters. So let's start off with equity method. And Linda, could you tell our listeners what we're trying to do with this project?
I'd love to do that. So let's remember that the primary objective of the equity method project is to address various application questions and improve the understandability of our standard IAS 28. The key areas we're including are clarifying how to measure the cost of the associate or joint venture when the investor obtains significant influence or joint control, how to account for changes in ownership, and also how to recognize gains or losses from transactions with associates and joint ventures. Now, just as a reminder, the exposure draft was published in September 2024, proposing amendments to IAS 28 to address application questions and introduce new disclosure requirements to enhance information about these investments. The exposure draft was open for comments until January 2025, and so our staff has had a few months to consider what we heard from the comment letters.
Thanks, Linda. And as you're probably well aware, we had more than 100 comment letters and participated in dozens of outreach meetings and events with various types of stakeholders. So special thank you to everyone who provided feedback on the exposure draft. Your contributions really helped inform the discussion in May. So Flo, turning to you, at the May meeting, what happened?
So we made no discussions. We had long discussions. We had made no decisions.
We had lots of discussions.
We had lots of discussions, but we made so far no decisions. But of course, as you said, we discussed the feedback from the comment letters and the outreach meetings. Everything I will say now will be relevant for equity accounted associates and joint ventures, but I'll use associates as a short term for that. I think the positive message from the comment letter was that stakeholders expressed a high level of agreement, particularly on the project approach and objective, on how to measure the cost of an associate when the investor obtains significant influence, and on how to recognize gains and losses from transactions with associates. However, there were mixed views on other proposals, and the board will have to work through that as we keep discussing our initial proposals. These include the usage of fair values when the investor purchases an additional ownership interest, other changes in the investor's ownership interest, and lastly, the accounting for investments in subsidiaries in a parent separate financial statement.
Thanks, Flo. And as next steps, the board will discuss a project plan for redeliberations. So stay tuned for that. And with that, we'll move on to our second project, intangible assets. As a quick refresher, we launched the Intangible Assets Project in April last year, following the IASB's third agenda consultation, where stakeholders highlighted the importance of this topic. They called on the IASB to comprehensively review IAS 38 and determine how financial statements can provide investors with the most relevant information about a company's intangibles. So Linda, if I can turn back to you, can you update us on the project that we've made since the project's launch?
Absolutely. Since we launched this project, we've been reaching out to our stakeholders to gather their perspectives on the project's objective, scope, and the best approach for tackling this particularly complex area. We've also benefited from several pieces of research provided by different organizations, and want to say that we truly appreciate all of the insightful commentary we got through that research. So taking all of this feedback into account, at the May meeting, we agreed on 2 objectives for the project. First, to improve the usefulness of information entities provide about intangible items in their financial statements. And secondly, to update IAS 38 with emphasis on better accommodating newer types of intangible items and new ways of using them.
So in terms of accommodating those 2 objectives, The board agreed on prioritizing two broad group topics. So we will start working on the project by exploring two streams of work. First, we will start by assessing user needs for information on recognized and unrecognized intangible assets. And secondly, we plan to explore the need to update the definition and recognition of intangible items using newer intangible items and new ways of using them as test cases. The board believes that this parallel work balances a comprehensive understanding of user needs with a more focused approach to current issues in recognition. After these initial streams of work will have progressed, we'll work on some other topics. These include, for example, the accounting for intangible assets held for investment, exploring broader recognition requirements in IS 38, and improving disclosure requirements. Subsequently, then, the board will consider whether to explore issues related to comparability of acquired intangible assets with those generated internally. Finally, once work on all these other topics has sufficiently progressed, we will pick up again the question whether to include reporting on a broader range of intangible items in the financial statements should be in the scope of the project.
Now, when you have a big project, sometimes it's also helpful not only to say what we're including, but what we're excluding. And so we discussed this and we agreed to exclude some topics from the project. So we aren't planning to explore intangible assets covered by other IFRS standards. And just to be clear, at this point, and I'm emphasizing at this point, we don't plan to revisit the accounting for goodwill. We're also not planning to explore the consistency of labels for different intangible items. And in terms of the last thing, measurement will not be separately considered. Instead, we will consider measurement requirements where relevant for other topics. So in an upcoming IASB meeting, the staff will share a project plan for the initial work streams. One very important thing to remember, though, about any plan, and especially with a large project, and we discussed this and acknowledged this within the meeting this week, is that we will have to be flexible and have regular reflection points to assess additional evidence and consider what that means for the work to be performed in the project.
Thank you, Linda and Flo. Definitely a big project and definitely a lot of interesting topics on the horizon. So let's move on to our final topic for today, which is the project Statement of Cash Flows and Related Matters. And similar to the Intangible Assets Project, this project was added to the IASB's pipeline based on feedback from our third agenda consultation. We heard strong demand from all types of stakeholders, but especially investors, and we started work on this project in September 2024. So Linda, back over to you. Can you share what we've been doing since September?
I'd be happy to. So again, we have performed extensive outreach and research to understand the problems that need to be solved. And like our intangibles project, we benefited from several pieces of research provided by different organizations. And again, I'm going to say thank you for your important work in this area. In March, we reviewed the results of initial research. Those findings suggested some clear priorities for investors, such as disaggregation of cash flows, reporting of information about non-cash transactions, and transparency of information about cash flow measures not specified in IFRS accounting standards. The findings also suggested some areas where there was a lack of stakeholder demand, such as changes to the requirements for presenting operating cash flows using the direct and indirect methods.
Thanks, Linda. And Flo, can you then talk about what was discussed in the May meeting?
Sure. I mean, similar to the Intangible Assets Project, in the May meeting on the Statement of Cash Flow Project, we discussed a project plan and some of the topics which we will be tackling, building on the research findings Linda mentioned. Most importantly, we agreed what topics to explore for potential improvement and what topics to exclude from the project. And we also discussed an initial timeline for the project. So the topics we decided to explore include those topics that Linda mentioned and which are investor priorities. So these are disaggregation of cash flows in the financial statements, reporting of information about non-cash transaction, and transparency about cash flow measures used by companies in their communications, which are not specified in IFRS accounting standards. On top of that, to provide some technical details, we will explore two areas where our research identified diversity in application. These two are difficulties in the classification of specific cash flows and the definition of cash equivalent. Now, our initial research has also shown that stakeholders of all types said that the statement of cash flow financial institutions provides limited useful information. And so at the May meeting, we decided to tackle this issue, but we will tackle it later and start working on that after the work on the other five projects has progressed.
Thanks, Flo. So in terms of next steps, then, what we should be expecting to see is that the board will start tackling those five main topics within this project. And stay tuned for that in the coming months. So with that, listeners, thank you for joining our podcast. And we look forward to bringing you further updates on these important projects in the future. And we hope you can join us for the June episode.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please take the time to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast player. To stay up to date with the latest developments from the IFRS Foundation, the International Accounting Standards Board, and the International Sustainability Standards Board, sign up for email alerts on our website, ifrs.org, or find us on social media. Please contact us on communications@ifrs.org with any questions, comments, or suggestions.